work here. Thank you. All right, Luke chapter 22. The Lord is preparing to eat His supper with His disciples. The Jews have been eating the Passover supper for approximately 1,500 years. From the time in Egypt when the Lord was going to Passover His people, those that He told, He said, you take a lamb and you kill the lamb, take the blood, put it on the doorpost, on the lintel of your door. And when I see the blood, I'm going to come through and I'll pass over you. Now, the significance of the Passover is the promise of Almighty God that the Lord, for His people, the people of His covenant mercy, that He's provided a lamb. God will provide Himself a lamb. That's what Abraham told Isaac. Here's the fire, here's the wood, where's the lamb? God will provide Himself a lamb. And that Passover, that was the whole significance of the Passover. The promise of Almighty God that God, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, would pass over His people in mercy. That blood having made all satisfaction, atonement was made, a payment was made. So for 1,500 years, they ate the Passover supper. Well, we've come down now, and the Lord, since He's begun His ministry, His earthly ministry, this is going to be the third or fourth time that He has partaken of the Passover since His ministry began. He's always partaken of that Passover fulfillment of the law. It was of the law that it was to be kept. Now here He is. This is the last time that He's going to eat of this Passover supper. And He's going to eat it with His disciples. And the Scripture says in Luke chapter 22, verse 15, He said unto them with desire, my margin says, I heartily desired. With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And He took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening we are so thankful that, Lord, You've given us this precious time to come and assemble ourselves together as brethren in Your presence. And, Lord, as we come to eat of this supper, this ordained ordinance in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, would You help us to partake in the spirit of this supper, in the spirit of truly being thankful. help us. Lord, we're so needy. We're so frail. Have mercy upon us, for Christ's sake. Amen. You know, there's something marvelously wonderful about coming together as believers and partaking of the Lord's Supper. It's not just that we're coming together to partake of a little piece of bread, to have a little cup of wine. But we're coming together according to His instruction. And that's the foundation of it. Why do you do this? Why are you baptized? I preached last night on baptism, going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized. It's not that baptism saves you. The Lord's Supper doesn't save anybody. There's nothing spiritually effectual to the impartation of life. But it's that the Lord gave us instruction to do it. We do this at His command. And so it's a marvelous event, ordinance, that we come together, and we're coming together to remember Him. And He said in that 15th verse, with desire, have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He was talking now to His disciples. There was 12 men there. And one of them was a devil. The Lord chose him. The Lord chose him. But there were 11 men there that by the grace of God knew Him and loved Him. And He loved them. And He said with a desire, the desire of my heart, I heartily desire to eat this supper with you. This was going to be, as I said a moment ago, this is going to be the last time now. It's the last time He's going to eat the Passover. The Passover kept saying, He's coming. God's going to send the Lamb. God's going to send the Lamb. He's going to die. And the blood of the Lamb applied to God's people, it is going to be the foundation and merit of God passing over, having mercy, having compassion. And He said, now I heartily desire to eat this with you because tonight is going to be the night in which He's betrayed. And He's going to willingly give Himself into the hands of those that come to take Him. He's God. He can do what He will. All power is given unto the Lord in heaven and earth, that He should give eternal life to as many as the Father had given Him. But He's going to humble Himself in submission before God. He's got to be taken. He's going to lay down His life. He is the sacrificial Lamb. He must die that we will not die. And on the night that He's going to be betrayed, here He is. He's going to eat this supper. I love the passage, Matthew 18:20. He said, I'm going to eat this with you. Here, we're gathered together. And I'm convinced. Well, I'm scripturally convinced. I've got authority on this statement. Whenever God's people assemble themselves together, every time they assemble themselves together, He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of you. Well, we're going to eat this supper, Lord willing, just a few moments. And he said, I heartily desire to eat this with you. And God, who never changes, I think about his desire to eat in our presence, as we eat, remembering him being in our presence, the affection that he has being with us. I pray, God, give us a heart to remember who is in our presence. We realize that he heartily desires the company of his people. Psalm 133:1 says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Think about how good it is to dwell together, us, in his presence. Well, at that Last Supper, at that Last Supper of the Passover, which now would usher in the First Supper of our Lord before he would lay down his life, he gave this commandment. Verse 19 of Luke 22. He took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he said unto them, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, just for a few minutes, I want to ask a couple of questions, two or three questions. What do we remember when we remember the Lord? Do we remember that he, like the faith of demons, which is a dead faith, that he is the Lord? We know he is the Lord, but what do we remember about him? This do in remembrance of me. First of all, we remember that he died being made like unto his brethren in the form of sinful flesh. He said, again in 19, This is my body. As Almighty God, God is Spirit. God's Spirit. And for him to die, a body was prepared him. I'll read Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10:5. The scripture says, Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. A body, a flesh and blood body, marvelously prepared. As I would consider the Lord, it has always been, not always, but since the Lord was pleased to reveal himself to me, it always amazed me how he knew no sin. I wasn't always as old as I am right now. I used to be younger. I used to have jet black hair, and I had hair. But something has happened. The effects of sin has caused me to age. And sin, that's what caused me to age. But he knew no sin. He knew no sin. But he aged. He grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Now that's just too amazing for me. a body was preparing him. A body of flesh and blood. A body that knew no sin, but it possessed all the effects of that which causes us to age and hurt. And he felt, he got thirsty. He was hungry. This is my body. A body fitted for him, a real natural body. Flesh and blood. The scripture says, made in all points like unto his brethren. Now you think about us. All points. How many? I'll just leave it there. You can just start thinking of them yourself. All points. Like unto his brethren, yet without sin. This body was prepared in the book of God's purpose, curiously formed by the Holy Spirit in time in the womb of a virgin for the Son of God that he might clothe himself, robe himself. Nothing changed concerning his Godhead. He's God, God Almighty, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. And here he is, robed in human flesh to accomplish the work of redemption for his people. He must die in a body. This is my body. He humbled himself in the form of a servant that he might lay down his life. This is the great mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. So we remember that he was made flesh for us. God, the Word, was made flesh. Here's the next thing we remember. He died willingly. This is what we remember. He said, "No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down." He took bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, he gave it unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given." Given. Given. He told his disciples in Matthew chapter 26, 18, he said unto them, "Go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the Master saith, my time is at hand. My time's at hand. I will keep the Passover at the house with my disciples." At the perfect time of God's choosing, he obediently laid down his life for his people as God's Lamb for the elect. The Lamb of God's providing. Hundreds of years have passed since the first Passover in Egypt, about 1500. But this was the day that God had eternally beheld, and the Lord Jesus must now suffer. It is now. The time is now. This is my body, which is given. Thirdly, we remember this. He died as a particular redeemer for his own. "This is my body, which is given for you." For you. He laid down his life for his sheep. Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Verse 11, the scripture says, I'll read 10 and 11, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul. He shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. This is my body, which is given for you. And then fourthly, we remember that this supper, a supper of his anointing, his blessing, is one that is given that we might remember those things made flesh, that he might die, might suffer. A body that was given, and a body that was given in particular. This is what he said. This is my body which is given for you. This do. God's people partake of the Lord's Supper out of obedience. Who's worthy to take of this supper? Nobody. Nobody. Am I worthy? Where is all my worthiness? It's in Him. You do this in remembrance of me. My body was given for you. You do this in remembrance of me. What are we? Wretched sinners in need of a Savior. You do this in remembrance of me. We eat and drink tonight at His command. This do. We eat with a heart of appreciation, knowing that without His blessing, His presence, His blessing and death and obedience, we've met in vain. We do this remembering that there is a divine purpose in what we do. A divine purpose to remember. He who eternally loved us and gave Himself for us, stood for us, laid down His life for us, raised for us, now intercedes for us, and by the grace of God soon will come back for us. You do this in remembrance of me. Amen.